The Cardinals take on the Giants in San Francisco, and rookie Harrison Bader, just recalled from the minors, would make an impact against Johnny Cueto.
The 1-0. Bader hits a high deep drive to left field. Wow. Parker moves back, but he'll watch it. It's gone. That thing was really hit hard. That's the first Major League home run for Harrison Bader. And you can see why they like him. That was a shot. The Giants' lead is down to a run, 3-2. Second and third, one out. Giants lead 3-2. Here's a swing, a liner into right center field. That's another hit for Pence. It's going to be two more runs for the Giants, and this one's going to roll all the way out to the wall. Posey in, Crawford around third. He'll score, racing around second. Pence heading for third, and he's in there with a stand-up triple. Now a swing and a high deep drive down the left field line. This one is gone, and two-thirds of the way or more up the bleachers. Wow. 19th home run for Grichik. It's 5-4 Giants.
And the pitch. Line drive into left field for a base hit. So just like that, Fowler is in to score. And the Cardinals, for the first time in the game, have taken the lead. Here's the 2-2 pitch. There's a high drive. Deep left center. Going back, Hernandez at the warning track. At the wall, he leaps. It is gone. And Piscotty with a two-run homer. It's a six-run inning, 11-5 Cardinals.
That caps off a six-run ninth inning for St. Louis. 11-6 Cardinals is your final. Stephen Piscotty finishes 3-for-5 with the home run and three runs scored. So Cueto's first start since July the 14th is not enough for San Francisco. The Giants have now lost four straight. Here's their manager, Bruce Bochy.
Can't recall one that was as tough for us as tonight. And that's because I think you look at the extra base hits. I think they had, six there the last three innings. And, against, our setup guys and closer. And, you're probably not going to win a ball game like that. And that's what happened. The tough thing is we played so well for six innings and just got away from us. But you give them credit, they mounted quite a comeback and swung the bat well against our guys. And it's a tough one because we're going through another tough streak here, and Johnny threw so well, things are looking good there, and it got away.
What about his performance, 80 pitches into the sixth?
No, he threw great, didn't he? I thought, yeah. The one slider backed up, and that left the park. It's warm right now. The ball's flying, and as you can see. But really, I thought he had good stuff, good command. I thought his velocity was up. Felt great when he came out of the game. So that's the good news tonight is how well he threw and how he feels.
What would you like to see from him this next month before the offseason comes? What would be good for you?
Just what we saw tonight. Johnny being Johnny, good command stuff. Just giving us a chance to win the game. And, we had to watch him a little bit. He got up to where we were planning on taking him. That's 80 pitches, and did a nice job. So that's all. Just keep him healthy and have him throw the way he did tonight.
To what extent is Parker's injury, is it an oblique?
Yeah, it's the left side. We'll get it looked at tomorrow. He'll get a MRI. I don't want to say oblique yet. No, it's just tightness on the left side, and we'll leave it at that. And so it's probably going to be a couple of days at least, but I'll know more tomorrow. Could be more.
Kind of ironic that Crawford's home run hit off the top of the wall. Is it nice to see him just get one back after what happened last night?
Yeah, it was. It's pretty amazing, really. His first time up, he does that. And like I said, we played well, had some big hits. Crawford really did some good things there. But what came back to get us tonight was we got to get these runners in. We're getting them on third, less than two outs, and the strikeouts are hurting us. And we had a couple of strikeouts and a double play, and where else, you know, we put up a big crooked number, and it changes things and takes a little pressure off the pitcher. So that hurt us tonight. We had some chances that I thought we let get away.
You guys don't have a lot of guys signed long-term in this bullpen. How much do you think some of those younger guys and veterans who've come up during the season need to take this last month as a challenge to show that they should be part of next year's group?
Yeah, I know. It's critical for them. I mean, we're evaluating. We're trying to figure out what we need to do to get back to where we were and where we want to be and need to be. And these are big games for everybody. I think it's fair to say when you get in a situation, we're going to look at everything and see where we can improve, whether it's on the pitching side and offensive side. So, and it's not a lot of fun, to be in a situation when you're accustomed to playing important games right now. But because of that, they are important games for everybody.
Was there a specific play that Parker hurt himself on? Was it that swinging strike?
Did he just say he threw a ball? I don't know which throw it was, to be honest. Trainers just came to me and said, hurt himself throwing a ball. So I can't tell you which one he can. Yeah, he's fine. No, he's fine. No, he didn't twist his ankle. He's good to go.
The Giants will try to break back into the win column on Saturday when Chris Stratton makes the start.